Anna.
Good evening.
Evening.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I just didn't get to make the
Outstanding.
plans because we'd gone to the grocery store. We were just out of everything for 2 weeks, and I
I
didn't
can
make it back
appreciate
in time. So I'll listen. I'm up to Friday. I've caught up with everything up until the Psalms class, so I don't have too much to catch up.
you.
So when recordings are available, I'll do my best to catch up.
I think you'll enjoy the Zohar class from Saturday night and this morning as well.
Okay.
So, but how's Tony
Was the
doing? It
Zohar
sounds like
on the
he's
woman?
doing.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Was
It
the
sounds
Zohar
like he's
class
doing because you
on
went
women?
shopping together.
Well, we talk at the same time this time. That's what's so bad about the phone. You can't tell when someone's finished.
No, I was asking how Tony was.
Well, I think he's doing good. It's a temporary lull, until we get something done about this temporary stump. We
Wait a
thought it
minute.
could last 3 months, and the second go round after the bombs, he only lasted 8 days. So that's the thing. He doesn't see the surgeon until the 14th.
Well, welcome, Brandy.
Hey. Malcolm.
Good evening, good afternoon to all of you.
Good evening. Hello.
I believe we're at chapter 21, section 3. If that is correct, then you'll find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 14, no, row 11, second column from the left. And then you'll need to scroll to class 24C. So I haven't heard any objections. I'll assume that's correct.
Well, I'm looking at chapter 21, section 4A, dated October 21st of 18. Repeat next week. That's what I have written by that. So, did you say 3A?
No, I said section 3. I don't think we've done that again the second time because it's about the four levels of the Shekhinah in exile, and we did that last week when you weren't here. I believe, or maybe 2 weeks ago. And
Okay, well, I
then
thought.
section 4A would be after that.
Well, I have repeat next week, so.
Yeah, but you don't have the date
It
of
doesn't
that,
matter.
do
Whatever you think we're on, I'll find a handout, so don't worry about
you?
it.
Okay.
Okay.
Skip the previous from that one. It's handout 29. Malka,
Well, see, I.
do you remember us doing the four levels of the Shekhinah in exile or not? Or Brandy?
This one is the second level that I have repeated.
I'm not
Four.
sure. I'm not sure either. So do what you want. Do whichever one you want to do. I think
Okay.
it would be
Right.
a great repeat.
All right, so we're going to start with the four levels of the Shekhinah in exile, which is chapter 21, section 3. Having said this, we will explain what it means when it says, if a person violated a positive mitzvah and repents, he does not move without being forgiven. However, before explaining this, we must first return to the idea that Teshuvah means tissue of hay, returning the letter hay, and the four divisions of Teshuvah. And I'm clicking on the footnote number 10, which is at the bottom of the page, and we'll return there. Footnote number 10, the Hebrew word for repentance, teshuvah, literally means returning or restoring. In the act of teshuvah, one returns to Hashem. The Zohar explains in addition that the word teshuvah can be split in two, teshuv plus the letter hey, which would translate as return the hey, referring to a letter hey in the divine name. Now I'm going to return to where we've jumped from, and I'll read my commentary. The Arizal will now explain the movement of the Sephirot relative to each other. This is made a bit easier if one visualizes a man sitting on the shoulders of another man. Actually, visualize the top man standing on the head of the lower man. The lower man represents the Klipot and represents the idea of the negative system and evil, represents the throne or the chair for the good system. Now, the upper man represents 10 Sephirot as the four steps or the four phases of creation, as we have taught in separate classes. When an action that is done that is negative, the metaphorical result is the lowest sephirah of the good system. The man on top of the head of the lower man slips off the head and lands on the shoulders of the lower man. Now his malchut of the upper man, which represents the Shekhinah, is standing on the shoulders of the lower man. Each time a negative action is performed, the man on top slips and falls further, lower. The feet, the Shekhinah, falls lower until the final maximum depth is reached, where the Malchut of the higher man is at the level of the lower man, starting with the first negative action, the fall of the feet. The Shekhinah is referred to as exile, or galut in Hebrew. To begin with, sometimes the world of Asiyah, which corresponds to the bottom hay, descends to the first three Sephirot, the upper triad of the Klipot. This concept is called galut of the Shekhinah. The letters of the Tetragrammaton branch into the Sephirot. The final hay associates with Malchut, the Sephirah of the Shekhinah, the revelation of God's presence as king of his world. If the sin is more serious, the person can cause Asiyah to go down as far as the three middle Sephirot of the Klipot, and if more severe, then as far as the three that follow. If the sin is even more serious, Asiyah can descend to the Malchut Harasha, to the evil kingdom, the tenth Sephirot of the Klipah. These are the four levels to which the Shekhinah, Asiyah, can go into exile within the Klipot. The last effect is what gives rulership to the kingdom of the other side. Although the other lesser defects still contribute to the cause. One may decide to go on a diet, but find himself violating it. Often a person finds it hard to control himself. One may decide to go on a diet, but find himself violating it. This comes from the lower subsidiary parts of the self, rebelling and taking command in place of listening to the mind. The general principle is that repentance really fixes. One who repents automatically usurps the rebels and puts them in their place. He will merit to divine honor resting upon him, that no one will even question him. Learning Torah empowers the true kingship. It strengthens the good inclination and automatically the evil in kingdom fails. Hold on a second. Please get back. Thank you. I'm continuing to read where I left off. This violating of the diet comes from the lower subsidiary parts of the self rebelling and taking command in place of listening to the mind. The general principle is that repentance really fixes. One who repents automatically usurps the rebels and puts them in their place. He will merit to divine honor resting upon him, that no one will even question him. Learning Torah empowers the true kingship. It strengthens the good inclination, and automatically the evil in kingdom falls. It is a path to reinstating the true self to its royal legal reign over the being. Therefore was the prayer enacted three times a day. Restore us, O Father, to your Torah, and draw us close to your service, and bring us thereby back to you in perfect repentance. This is part of the Amidah prayer, the weekly, daily Amidah prayer. It is not in the Shabbat prayer. Rabbi Nachman emphasizes that if even the worst person would set for themselves an established time to learn Torah every day, it would bring them out of the most terrible habits and liberate them to make complete self-improvement. However, someone who causes defect to Yetzirah, Bria, or Atzilut does not cause them to go down into the Klipot, since the Klipot are lower than the world of Asiyah. Instead, Yetzirah descends to the world of Asiyah, to the level of the first three Sefirot, then to the middle three Sefirot, and after that to the three Sefirot beneath these. Finally, to Malchut of Asiyah. These are the four levels to which Yetzirah can descend within Asiyah. They are called the exile of Yetzirah, since it went from a higher level of holiness to a lesser one. They are called the exile of Yetzirah. Exile is a relative state of death. One who descends from his level as if he dies. This is an unwritten comment, but we learn that also about the angelic ministers, that when one descends, he literally becomes renewed by going through the river of fire, the river Dinur. In the same manner, Bria can descend four levels within Yetzirah. which is called Galuta Bria. Atzilut can descend to Bria, which is called Galut of Atzilut. The four categories of levels themselves that we mention are all generally called Galut of the Shekhinah. The concept of the Shekhinah is the concentrated root revelation of divinity. It finds expression in each realm according to its parameters. It can so accordingly be conceptually in a state of exile within each realm. The descent means either a lessening of the intensity of the concentration of Shekhinah light or complete hiding. The principle that emerges is that there are four categories, and each contains four types. That is, four worlds, and correspondingly four general types of teshuvah. Within each world, there are also four specific types of teshuvah. We will now explain the first one, and from it, explain the others. They all correspond to the four expansions in each world unto itself. According to what a person does, so does he draw upon himself the divine names. Also, each world is composed of four major quadrants, which branch out from the names. The world itself chambers within it angels and souls. To begin with, when the Talmud writes, when a person transgresses a positive mitzvah and then returns, does teshuvah, it is talking about it if he damaged asiyah. When he repents, he is immediately forgiven. For by transgressing a positive mitzvah, he causes hay, the malchut of asiyah, to descend and separate from Tiferet, making it to only descend to the first three of the Klipot. Transgressing a positive mitzvah causes a lack of light in the worlds. Transgressing a positive mitzvah refers to a lack of doing something. Footnote number 11, which is at the bottom of the page. There is, however, the concept brought in the Talmud of an izur mitzvah, a positive prohibition. This means that the Torah expresses the need to refrain from doing something in a manner of positivity, in a manner of doing. I'll return for where we jumped from. This causes a lack of light in the worlds. Like someone who didn't make lunch, leaving the family deprived of nourishment. This lack is not as bad as actually getting up and damaging something, like someone who demolishes the family's house. The damage caused by lack is generally the least and only causes problems in the lowest of worlds. This needs to be understood, for Nachmanides teaches that the main acquiring of perfection is through the positive mitzvot, whereas the idea behind the prohibitions is to simply protect one's level. Indeed, both are true. When looking at what actually elevates a person, the positive mitzvot are primary. However, in terms of our discussion about one who violated the precepts, the damage caused by transgressing prohibitions is worse, And this itself is the reason why the whole premise behind them is protection. Okay. Please hold on. I'll be right back. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I would have accepted the extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you.
Yeah. Look at you.
Oh, you see. Ashton?
Call me tomorrow, Ashton.
Okay.
I'm back. One who is in a state of self-nullification has no bounds. One who does something, no matter how much he does, can only do what he can do, and no more. A creature of limitation can so only do so much, whereas in the action aspect of positive nothingness, there are no limitations. One who is in a state of self-nullification can so relate to and draw upon limitless energies that expand to eternity, for he has no bounds. Yet the main acquiring of completion is through the positive mitzvot. Guarding the prohibitions grants connections to levels of limitlessness that cannot be accessed except through negation. But actual light is drawn to the soul and the universe through getting up and fulfilling the positive mitzvot. Hanoch is adding that this teaching is very important. One draws light through the positive mitzvot, while one needs to connect to high levels of consciousness by limiting one's ego development. The 248 positive mitzvot associate with my remembrance and the letters Vav and He. These letters come from the lower Sefer, seven Sefirot. The 365 prohibitions correspond to my name and to Yud and He, the source of the upper Sefirot. Doing mitzvot draws light to the lower Sefirot and sustains the world. Refraining from doing bad attaches the soul to the higher reality. My commentary. When one adds 11, which is the gematria of Vav and He, to the word of my remembrance, the total sum in gematria is 248. Which represents the 248 positive mitzvot. The similar statements can be made from the Yud and He being 15 and adding them to the word my name. This sum equals 365, which represents the 365 negative mitzvot. Now, the important question for you to answer, is this gematria metaphorical? Or is it reality? Depending on your answer to this question will determine your growth towards your spiritual goals. This is why it is important to answer this question for yourself. In terms of repentance, the damage done by transgressing a negative mitzvah is repairable through teshuvah, just as a repairman can come and fix things. But what about the light that was not drawn down through the lacking of positive action? How can that ever be fixed? Rabbi Schnauer Zalman explains that this isn't an idea of the Zohar's teaching about penitence, that they draw it, the light with extra power. This means that they can actually ascend to draw from the infinite being who sends a new ray, line, or thread of his divine light into the empty vacuum. They so can fix everything. Footnote number 12. Brachot. A crookedness that can never be fixed. This refers to one who should have read the Shema and did not. This refers to Teshuvah within the confines and parameters of the old light that is already within the empty vacuum. Although one can repair the damage done by transgressing a prohibition, in terms of the old light, one who had a chance to do a mitzvah and did not do it is left forever bereft of that light unless he repents in a manner that can blow the whole situation away and draw from the infinite light new radiance to his universe. Returning to the location where we left, what comes out of this is that each has its own advantage. It is important to note that one can only be considered as having fulfilled a prohibition if it comes to his hand to transgress it. If he then withstands the test, it counts to his credit as if having done the negative mitzvah. It is easy to repent and become immediately rectified. Hence, it is easy to repent and become immediately rectified. For it is known, the first three sefirot of the Klipot can also transform to holiness, which is the secret of what the sages say. The Jordan River also takes this one and gives to another. The Talmud is talking about how a river can cause one person's property to go to another by washing it offshore and down the river. This is used as an analogy for the top three sefirot of the Klipot being brought over to the side of holiness. Heaven causes this to happen because it is revealed above that for some reason the property really belongs to the new party. And so relatively it is considered to be brought out of the Klipot, the supposed owner, and transferred to holiness, the rightful owner. Therefore, he can immediately return into Teshuvah, and Malchut can ascend to its place and rejoin Tiferet. This is called Teshuvah, Tashuv Hei. This is the first level within Asiyah. In the parable of the Zohar, this is akin to restoring an estranged, captive wife to her husband. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We can now go to levels of Teshuvah, which is chapter 21, section 4a. I just want to confirm I'm still connected. I need to hear from somebody that I'm still connected, or I'll have to call back
in. You're still connected.
Thank you.
Hi.
Chapter 21, Section 4A, Levels of Teshuvah. The second level within Asiya is when Tiferet becomes disconnected from Bina as well, in a way that causes Asiya to descend to the first three sephirot of the Klipot. It is caused by the transgression of a positive mitzvah. This teshuvah is also called Tashuv Hei, since it causes the lower Hei, or Malchut, to be reconnected to the upper Hei of Bina, in turn allowing Tiferet to ascend as well. The third level with respect to Asiya is when a person transgresses a positive mitzvah in such a way as to damage Bina and cause it to descend, thereby causing Asiya to descend to the last three sephirot of the Klipah. When he repents, it is also considered Tashuv Hei, since Tashuvah is from Bina and the power. I lost my place, so I'm going to go back. The third level with respect to Asiya is when a person transgresses a positive mitzvah in such a way as to damage Bina and cause it to descend, thereby causing Asiya to descend to the last three sephirot of the Klipot. When he repents, it is also considered Tashuv Hei, since Teshuvah is from Bina and its power goes down and extends until Malchut. Then Malchut and Tiferet will return together, for Bina descending causes them to join, and this itself is Teshuvah. Bride and groom unite under a chuppah. They embody Tiferet and Malchut. The light of Bina descends to engulf them and unite them. It is clothed in the chuppah that is used for the marriage ceremony. In order for opposites to unite and the energy that transcends them, both must be drawn. This is part of the reason why Teshuvah comes from Bina, the eighth Sephirah, the transcending force of this universe of 7 days and directions. Footnote 13. This is referring to six directions plus the middle point. The six directions are north, south, east, west, up, and down, plus the manifestation, the Malchut, makes up the seven lower Sephirot. Returning to my location. The fourth level is when a person transgresses a positive mitzvah in such a way as to damage Chachma, causing it to separate from Keter. When such a person repents, it is also Teshuvah, Tashuv Hei, since he causes the upper Hei to return to the Keter, at which time Chachma will descend within it. We have now explained the first division of atonement. One example of this is when someone learns Torah in manner of amassing data without reverence for Hashem. The Torah comes out from Chokmah. This means the place from which it is revealed. But the hidden source is Keter. In order to access the true light of the Torah, one must draw from these places. This involves learning with reverence for Hashem, and also that the learning experience be required. The learning experience be geared to an uplifting of consciousness. This concept poignantly expresses what is considered to be an underlying cause of the desolation of the land of Israel after the destruction of the first temple. So says Hashem, because they abandoned my Torah. It is the blessing on the Torah that draws from Keter, the first of levels, into Chokmah. The word brachot literally means a fortune. Literally means a fountain. It's a fountain of the light of the Infinite One shining into Chokmah. One who does not do this lacks the fulfillment of the root of the positive mitzvot. This is the idea behind the fourth level of not doing a positive mitzvah. My commentary. From the reading in section 3 and this section, from the beginning of 4a to now, we need to realize that tikkun always relates to a mitzvah. The actions of the mitzvot are simple and easy to do. The addition of having the proper timing of the ritual and the proper kavanah of the ritual is not easy. From this statement, I realize that there are 5 components to the action of doing a mitzvah. When we do not do any of these components completely in a righteous manner, that is the cause of the breaks mentioned above, as different levels of teshuvah, we must be done to repair our mistakes, errors, and sins. What are these 5 components of the mitzvah? Preparation of the components of the mitzvah. An example would be acquiring the 4 species between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Yet, what about the mitzvah that does not require any preparation of a component? Give me an example and I will attempt to explain it. There are always outside components in a mitzvah. When one prays, as an example, one had had to purchase a siddur, or maybe not a prayer from... No, maybe not if he memorizes the prayer. In the Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah of prayer deals with Hebrew prayer and recommends that one have a siddur. No positive mitzvah does not require a preparation of components. Let me reread that. No positive mitzvah does not require a preparation of components. This component relates to Keter and the separation between Malchut of Keter and Yesod of Keter. This is my opinion. Preparation of the Kavanah for doing the mitzvah. This relates to the separation between Chokhmah and Keter, and Keter as what described above, in my opinion. The study of the mitzvah from the commentaries and the written and oral Torah, this relates to the separation between Bina and Chokhmah, in my opinion. When one anticipates the pleasure of doing the mitzvah or connects to the pleasure of the mitzvah for their own sake after doing the mitzvah, in other words, thinks about that event in their lives that is not doing the mitzvah, to give pleasure to the Creator, which is what we need to do. This relates to the separation between Zeranpin and Bina. This is my opinion. The physical act of doing the mitzvah relates to separating between Malchut and Zeranpin. This is my opinion. One day, there will be an addendum to the various lists of mitzvot, which will include these five categories of creating separation. Then people will begin to actually do teshuvah, knowing what they did incorrectly, since the actions that they do in this lifetime relate to the mistakes they made in earlier lifetimes. If anybody is interested in doing this list, which will be posted on the YHWH website, let me know. This may be a collaborative effort, so let me know if you would like to do a number of mitzvot instead of all of them. Perhaps I will be able to put you in contact with a group already involved with this YHWH project. The second division of atonement is when a person violates a negative mitzvah, for which his teshuvah is suspended. It does not evoke immediate forgiveness, and so for which the Yom Kippur must atone. This is because the person sinned and damaged Yetzirah, specifically the level of Tiferet, causing Malchut to separate as well as the sixth Sefirot of Yetzirah. His simple repentance only reaches to Malchut, and therefore he needs to engage the engine of Yom Kippur to fuel and propel the Teshuvah up to repair Yetzirah. My commentary. Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. It's actually Yom Kippurim. This means the day after Mashiach arrives, all mistakes and sins will be corrected and we will start over completely righteous. This is actually what happens on the day of Yom Kippur, and that is why the above comments have been made. They are hints to the changes that happen to every human being on that same day. They are hints to the changes that happen to every human being on that day, providing they have done their spiritual work during the 7 weeks of consolation, which comes from Tuba Av until Yom Rosh Hashanah or till Yom Kippur. It is important to note that there are deeper degrees of teshuvah that indeed by themselves ascend to Yetzirah and even above to mend. This applies to the following divisions of atonement that require other things with teshuvah, to repair it completely. The deeper one digs in his heart to return to Hashem, the greater the velocity and the higher the teshuvah will reach. Therefore, nothing stands before teshuvah. The underlying idea is that the common denominator of Bina and Teshuvah both draw from Bina. As mentioned, Teshuvah is the grand transcending energy of existence. The secret of its power to repair is that it is the pure, pristine, untainted source in the universe. Anything can be so fixed by harnessing this amazing energy. The only issue is how much of this energy needs to be drawn to fix a specific mistake. The greater the mistake, the more needs to be drawn, as we find in actual cases of those who did the worst things and repaired everything through teshuvah. When this person repents, then Malchut returns to its place in the secret of Tashuv Hei. However, regarding the six Sephirot, a void remains among them, and though it, Malchut, wants to rise and bond with them, it cannot and will not be able to until the light of Teshuvah. So the light of Briah, or the light of Bina, is called Yom Kippur. This is what is meant by his teshuvah is suspended and Yom Kippur atones. A day one repents is above time, and so is Yom Kippur above time. Once someone did something and etched it into reality, how can they possibly change it? It must be that the power of repentance draws from a higher reality. And so this is what the sages teach. Teshuvah preceded the world. Coming from a deeper dimension, it affords the ability to re-enter the master booth and edit the film of life. In order to access the awesome power, one must go to a deeper dimension of the self. Change in such a place evokes a tremor of change in the depths of existence, in the depths of testimony, of reality. Within this level, there are also the four levels we mentioned with respect to Asiyah, except that all of them are the secret. The secret of Yetzirah, descending into Asiyah and not into the Klipot. The third level of atonement is when a person commits a sin whose punishment is Karet, excision, which blemishes Briah. Now we're going to jump to footnote 14. And these cases are mostly enumerated in Parashat of Kedoshim, where it discusses the sexual, quote-unquote, immorality. But as we have been teaching, it's really about creative energy and how the Sephirot move one against the other. The karet comes from the keter, for its damages reaches to there, And from there, the person is cut off. Actually, Keter and Karet have the same letters, Kuf, Resh, and Taf. Perhaps here things are being said in relative terms. For the Ari here mentions the world of Briah in terms of its association with Hakma and Bina and Atzilut with Keter, while elsewhere Briah identifies with Bina alone and Atzilut only with Hakma. The effect of a Chilul Hashem is worse than that of sins involving Karet, and is therefore described as reaching until Keter. Karet issues, which are not as bad, are described as coming to a notch lower, Hakma and Bina. This, however, doesn't mean to say that they have no line to Keter also. The Brit, the covenant with God, established with people, is as if from his highest. I'm sorry. I misread that paragraph. We've already done that, footnote 15. Different mistakes cause different problems. Some do not go so deeply as to disturb the Brit. There are, however, those that do. This is the idea of our category at hand. The brilliant light of Keter becomes Karet. This is a prime example of how raw energy can be utilized either way. Footnote 16. As seen soon also by other word pairs such as Oneg and Nega, Shefa and Pesha, in truth, from the mouth of the Supernal One, no evil comes out. The, so to speak, divine face manifests to a person according to what face that person shows Hashem. The pure, pristine Keter force is most certainly not given to be tainted, no matter what anyone does. But a person can blow the circuits and cause the expression of this energy to himself to be harmful. The holy connection to Hashem in the aspect of Brit can be turned to losing connection above and being left bereft of manifest godliness. We're going to back to 16 and reading from there. As seen from here, Teshuvah helps even for such deep disturbances. When he repents, Yom Kippur is also only able to suspend his atonement, for Tiferet and Malchut cannot return to their places until suffering comes from Abba and Ima, which has the effect of purging sin. In the secret of Yud-Heh, Hashem has much chastised me. Yud-Heh refers to Abba and Ima. Also in the secret of From the Straits I called Yud-Heh, from these come trouble and suffering. There are four levels here as well. As mentioned previously, the Yud of Hashem's name corresponds to Atzilut, Hakma, Abba. The following hey corresponds to Briah, Bina, Ima. Hakma and Bina, the eighth and ninth Sephirot, transcend our world of 7 days, seven directions from the seven lower Sephirot. As said, The simple meaning of this is that the secret of how suffering actually fixes and is a good, and a good comes from a source above this world. We have reached our limit of time, so I'm going to stop right here in the middle, and perhaps we'll begin over with section 4A as the note said before. Are there any questions?
No questions.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't totally disconnect.
My phone keeps dropping the call.
Understand.
I'm concentrating on this one, but it may be because of lack of sleep. But I do think just this section, if we do it by itself, I think the section before was a little bit easier to understand about the positive and the negative. But this one, it's a lot.
I agree. Now you know why I went back to do three as well before, mm-hmm. and then started this, but and you saw me falling asleep as well. So we'll start over with 4A next week.
Okay.
And two classes tomorrow, Lech Lecha at 4:30, and the Ari's writings at 7. These are West Coast times. So you all have a good week. Shavuot Tov. And may Tony have a complete healing.
Shavuot Tov.
And may all the people. And may all the people have a complete healing today. And always remember, we were also the cause of the anti-Semitic event in Pittsburgh.
Right.
We're just not doing enough. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.